This is Unit 48.
Vigilant. V-I-G-I-L-A-N-T. Keenly watchful, alert, wary.
The vigilant sales manager kept a careful watch on our travel expenses.
My accountant keeps a vigilant eye on frequent changes in the tax law.
Vigilant. V-I-G-I-L-A-N-T. Keenly watchful, alert, wary.
Voracious. V-O-R-A-C-I-O-U-S. Having an insatiable appetite for an activity or pursuit. Ravenous.
My boss is a voracious reader. He always has a book in hand.
Despite her voracious appetite, she never puts on weight.
Voracious. V-O-R-A-C-I-O-U-S. Having an insatiable appetite for an activity or pursuit. Ravenous.
Archaic. A-R-C-H-A-I-C. Old-fashioned, ancient, outdated.
We finally updated our archaic accounting system.
The old gentleman's archaic manners were charming, but out of step with the times.
Archaic. A-R-C-H-A-I-C. Old-fashioned, ancient, outdated.
Atoll. A-T-O-L-L. A ring-shaped coral reef nearly or entirely surrounding a lagoon within.
The atoll's lagoon was ideal for scuba diving.
I'd love to retire to a South Pacific atoll.
Atoll. A-T-O-L-L. A ring-shaped coral reef nearly or entirely surrounding a lagoon within.
Impetuous. I-M-P-E-T-U-O-U-S. Tending to act on sudden impulse. Hasty. Rash.
Novice gamblers often make impetuous decisions.
Don's impetuous remark may well cost him his job.
Impetuous. I-M-P-E-T-U-O-U-S. Tending to act on sudden impulse. Hasty. Rash.
Now let's review the five words you have just learned.
Vigilant. Keenly watchful, alert, wary, vigilant.
Voracious. Having an insatiable appetite for an activity or pursuit. Ravenous, voracious.
Archaic. Old-fashioned, ancient, outdated, archaic.
Atoll. A ring-shaped coral reef nearly or entirely surrounding a lagoon within. Atoll.
Impetuous. Tending to act on sudden impulse. Hasty. Rash. Impetuous.
If you haven't mastered some of the words yet, that's fine.
Go back and listen to this unit as often as needed.
Remember, you can master these words.
Believe it or not, A kind of bird watching is the origin of one of our new words. The Romans believed that certain kinds of bird behavior were harbingers of success, while others were portents of disaster.
One of these prophets was called an auspex, which means, literally, someone who looks at birds. The plural of auspex is auspices. Is this beginning to sound familiar? If the bird's behavior was taken as a favorable sign, it was said that conditions were auspicious for beginning the new enterprise. And of course, a bad sign indicated that the present time was inauspicious and that projects undertaken then would be doomed to failure.
Today we still use auspicious and inauspicious to mean basically the same things. We also still have the word auspices, which means patronage or favorable supervision. Thus, a campaign to sell a new product will usually begin under the auspices of the marketing department.
Or an art museum will operate under the auspices of a state agency or art society.
Believe it or not, Van, we're halfway through Wordmaster. I think it's an auspicious time to begin Volume 7, don't you?